Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the United States is now in charge of Venezuela and its oil, so said President Trump this afternoon, following the U.S. military operation that resulted in the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Reaction has been swift here, with protests popping up around the country, including one in Times Square this afternoon.
On short notice, hundreds of anti-war protesters,
"We want justice, you say ho!"
showed up, standing by the Venezuelan community, like John.
"If we don't show the world and the government that this is unacceptable, we open the door to more of this, and we've seen this in the past."
Which begs the question, was the United States attack justified if Maduro's deemed a dictator?
He is a dictator.
He's
a criminal. I cannot wait to see him brought to justice in the court of Venezuela or in an international court like The Hague. It is not the role of a foreign nation
government
to be judge and jury.
Yeah, and other protesters say Trump's interest in Venezuela isn't to tackle drugs. He wants oil. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Now, Governor Hochul is saying New York is home to a vibrant Venezuelan community, and she stands with families here and abroad for a better and more stable future. She also called it a flagrant abuse of power by President Trump because he acted without congressional approval. Other Democrats said much the same, while also condemning Maduro, like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. He added that launching military action without a credible plan for what comes next is, quote, reckless. And New Jersey Senator Andy Kim said President Trump didn't see congressional approval as required because, quote, the administration knows the American people overwhelmingly reject pulling our nation into another war. A Nassau County police officer dragged while attempting to make an arrest early this morning. Investigators say cops responded to the X Bar on Main Street in Farmingdale around 4 a.m. following a report of a disturbance there. The crowd left, but two men returned and began to act erratically, according to police. The suspects drove off as officers tried to make an arrest. One cop dragged several feet. Police were able to stop the car and say the suspects put up a fight, injuring another officer, both of them taken to a hospital. The suspects, Naquan Joyner and Devlin Samuels, both face several charges, including assault, resisting arrest, and obstruction. They are due in court today. Mayor Mamdani says he will follow through on a plan to rebuild one of the city's deadliest streets.
"The city committed to a redesign of McGinnis Boulevard. That commitment promised to deliver the safety and improvements that residents had been asking for, until the prior administration bowed to big money interests, leaving the project incomplete and green pointers still at risk. Today, however, there is a new mayor in City Hall."
A top aide to Mayor Adams, Ingrid Lewis Martin, had been indicted by the Brooklyn DA for allegedly accepting bribes to stop the construction. She has pleaded not guilty. The road has a history of pedestrian fatalities and has been compared to Queens Boulevard, which is also known as the Boulevard of Death. The original plan calling for a single lane for drivers on either side surrounded by bike lanes. Construction is expected to take place on McGinnis from the Pulaski Bridge to Meeker Avenue and be completed sometime this year. Well, the NYPD now sharing surveillance footage of three alleged thugs who they say were behind a violent robbery earlier this week in Brooklyn. Two employees at a Bed-Stuy convenience store were beaten, one pistol whipped after the three men forced them into a back office of their shop on Franklin Avenue at gunpoint. The trio made off with the cash register and $2,600 from a safe, as well as the victim's money and cell phones. The injuries were minor. Police asked that anyone with information contact Crime Stoppers. Well, another reminder that MTA fare hikes are going into effect tomorrow. Subway and bus fares will rise 10 cents to $3 even. If you ride Metro North and the Long Island Railroad, well, increases there will average 4.5% on weekly, monthly, and one-way peak tickets. Tolls on MTA bridges and tunnels will rise between 20 and 60 cents.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.